The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Bliss of the Abyss, finding freedom in the unexplored and the unexpected. Is that really what you say every week? Try to. My name, of course, is Robert Newmark Jones. What's your name? You. Say it out loud. Right now. Go. See what I made you do? Mind control. This week's episode is the best yet. And you're listening to it. You didn't work that up yet? I have been living the life of Ryle Lee. In the UK, we've had a bank holiday. To those of you who are not in the UK, such as my extensive listener base in Vietnam, please write in and explain why. A bank holiday is a day when the banks get to go on holiday. It's just for them. Nice little special day for the banks because they don't have enough. So the rest of the country gets a day off. And in this case, it was on a Monday. So you get Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Which is really nice, you know, a bit of extra time. So we went out to a place called East Anglia, on the east coast of this fine country, by the sea, and saw all there was to see. Oh, I do like to be on the sea. So, I'm feeling quite relaxed and chilled after that. Man, hey man, I just relaxed, dude. Found this absolute gem on Glassdoor. Glassdoor, have you ever looked on the website? It's, if you're ever sort of desperate and decide that you want to chuck everything in and get a new job in a field you're completely unqualified for, go onto Glassdoor. Have a look around and depress yourself. But Glassdoor is good because it also shows you sort of like jobs that have gone and what happened. What was the process like? What was the interview like? Did you get an offer? Did you accept an offer? Was it a positive experience? So, found this one on Reddit. So this says that they accepted the offer. It was a positive experience and an easy interview. Application. I applied through an employee referral. The process took one day. I interviewed at HSBC Holdings. Interview. The interview process was very simple. My dad knew the vice CEO of the company, so therefore my interview process was fairly basic and simple. The interview was very chilled and relaxed. I didn't feel any pressure at all because I knew I was going to get the job. Interview questions. How's your father? How is your father, by the way?
Oh, he's very well, thanks.
And then he's just going to get the job, isn't he? Eh? Despite not being qualified. I mean, it doesn't say what the job is for, but that's so funny. That is genuinely how people get work. Is it the majority of people? It's how the majority of people get work. I am speaking with a slight lisp, aren't I? I've still got my teeth in.
Ooh, ducky. Grandpa's still got his teeth in. Oh, take your teeth out, Grandpa. Oh, I'll try. Where will I put my teeth, though? I need somewhere to put my teeth. I've got so many things. Hold on.
Was that completely disgusting? Apologise if so. Don't apologise if not. Yeah, so what else is going on, dude? I tell you about not much really. Gearing up to go to New York in October. Should be really exciting because this time actually be able to enjoy myself and see some of the highlights of New York and hang out with friends and go celebrate some people I love. Maybe see a show, huh? Maybe take on Broadway. So looking forward to that immensely. And between now and then, it's just the grind. The grind. You know how
we do. We out here grinding.
Why are people always out there grinding? Because life's a big old grind. That's why. How am I doing in through the ages? Thanks for asking. Very well. I think I'm level 31. Given up Politopia, and by given up, I mean I'm not fully addicted anymore. This barnacle-inspired glue seals bleeding organs in seconds. Quote, for us, everything is a machine, even a human body. End quote. Yeah, all right. You don't need to try and sound like a gangster. Hyunwoo Yuk, a research scientist in mechanical engineering at MIT. So this is super cool. About 1.9 million people die every year from blood loss. Wait, that's not the part that's super cool. Super cool, yeah? No, that's the terrible part. It's the infection part and the blood loss and the dying part that's really bad, you know? But basically, I found this thing. It's like very, very hard to stop bleeding. So you want to coagulate the blood. But if it's bleeding quite profusely, you are a bit up shit creek because it's very hard to seal on wet tissue and the coagulants sort of take quite a few minutes. Why am I talking about this? Good question. I will explain. So for the last 7 years, there's this team that have been developing this different approach to stopping bleeding, which is glue, right? So you're cut, you're bleeding profusely, just slap a load of glue on top of it, keeps it in. That's the whole point. You're not losing the blood. You need the blood. Sure, it's a bit ham-fisted, but at least the blood is inside your body as opposed to gushing out from your body, which is not what you want. So yeah, this team have been making this glue out of barnacles because they can stop bleeding in seconds using this glue, right? And of course, they do these studies on rats. It's always done on the poor little rats, eh? I think I read somewhere it's because, you know, rats are the most like humans. It's like, really? Really? They also tested pigs. But yeah, where's the results of the study? It was like, it takes something like, I can't remember the percentage of the time. But yeah, seconds as opposed to minutes. And some people, when you're bleeding profusely, don't have minutes. They have seconds. So they use this glue that they developed from barnacles, which, of course, if you've ever tried to prise a barnacle off the hull of your ship, it's very difficult. Whereas this barnacle-inspired glue, and the reason you can't get them off the hull of your vessel is because it's made from a mixture of sticky microparticles and silicon oil. It's so amazing what we can do, isn't it? Like, you can thin the blood, you can thicken the blood. You can glue the body, you can unglue the body. Imagine, though, spending 7 years of your life to create barnacle glue. Of course, the headline is great, right? The attention-grabbing headline. It's like, we're going to save millions of people with this revolutionary technology that will help in surgery. How? By spending 7 years studying barnacles. Rock and roll. Rock and or roll. R.I.P. Charlie Watts. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's correct. What else can I talk to you about? Sports. This is a sports podcast, of course. Number 10 in the sports category in Vietnam. Yeah, there was the madness of transfer day in the UK, which is insane. It's basically this, they call it the window. The window closes over which you can register new players. And a lot of frenetic activity right down to the wire, sort of like 10:59 people furiously filing the paperwork. Did you manage to catch the deadline? You've got people like Cristiano Ronaldo signing for Manchester United, which is insanely exciting. Obviously, Messi moved to PSG a bit earlier on. My team, Spurs, managed to hold on to Harry Kane. We won a ball, we won a ball, Harry Kane, we won a ball. It was really exciting, and there have been quite a few. I mean, who's the most exciting for Spurs? As we got the Emerson Royale, the right back, and said goodbye to Serge Aurier. Goodbye. Hey, mate, goodbye. You won't be missed. Sling your hook. So that should be exciting. I don't know why I'm talking like this today. All right, you're going to get your football today. Yeah, Saturday. We've got the early kickoff. That's right, Spurs. Yeah, this Saturday. Is it this Saturday or the next Saturday? It's next Saturday. Well, what's this Saturday? Saturday the 4th of September. So you mean no football?
No football? But why? It has just begun.
What that usually means is Europe or national games. This shouldn't be... this podcast shouldn't be me looking up when the football's next on. That's not going to hold up particularly well in time, is it? In time. So if you're a Man United fan, it's an exciting time, isn't it? I've got a friend who's a Man United fan, and over the day of sort of it being announced that Ronaldo might be coming to Manchester United instead of Man City, he went from first out starting with, shout out Danny Carden here, oh God, what a disaster it's going to be. Oh no, what a nightmare. Oh, I just don't like him. You know, he's arrogant. There's all these allegations against him. I would love anyone else. I'd love to sign anyone else but this person. Absolutely going to completely ruin everything. I hate it. It's ruining football. Cristiano Ronaldo, CR7. Oh, what a knob. Until the end of the day when he said, genuinely think I could see us winning the league from here. Genuinely winning the league. What a dick. he is arrogant, isn't he? You know, you can't look at Cristiano Ronaldo and not think, God, you certainly believe in yourself, don't you? But he is also just objectively very good at football. Breaking new ground on this podcast, as Ruskin Denmark says, Ronaldo, good at football, end quote. So there's World Cup qualifying on Saturday and Sunday, which is why there's no football. Except that is football. Yeah. So CR7 is back in the Prem, where he belongs. Harry Kane, he's one of our own. I can recommend to you officially on this podcast, the program Mayor of East Town, which, little notes coming on, which is, an excellent TV series, on, Now TV, also known as HBO, also known as Sky, with Kate Winslet. Does she Winslet? She's doing this accent, which is a very specific Delaware accent. And it's quite impressive because when you hear her talk, she's very posh and she's like, oh yes. Well, she's not the queen. I just thought I would respect it. But she's got this kind of like, you know, that kind of thing. And who else is in it? Nick Nolte is in it. Remember Nick Nolte? Have you ever seen Memento? The greatest movie. Such a good movie. So yeah. I can fully recommend if you like a bit of thriller. One of those. And who doesn't, right? The best thing about those series is every single episode has to end on a cliffhanger. Even if it's the finale, you may as well hang us off a cliff. You can yank us back a bit, but come on. Just end. I tried Kate Winslet's acting technique. What's that? So the big thing in the media about this is that she's not wearing any makeup. Which...
I don't know why me taking my makeup off
may be
emotional, but like...
Okay, I get it. It's a gag. Good for her. She's only got 364 views and it came up. As suggested in my algorithm. So, you know, doing something right, eh? Doing something right. It's really good. It's really good. Harry Kane is one of our own. Sorry, I'm going a little bit mad today because I have 7.5 hours of tuition, with only a small gap to do this, as well as other things, of which there are many. Shall I put, what happens if I just put my top teeth in? Stray my teeth, stray my teeth, stray my motherfucking teeth. Mm. Straighttomyteeth.com. See, I can hear it. I'm taking it out. Can you believe that's the name of this stupid company who've sent me these teeth? And no, I'm not giving them a plug. In fact, the opposite. Because they're fucking shit at their what they do. Okay? Robert's no recommendations this week. Straighttomyteeth.com. Not only did they get the wrong freaking tense of the word, straighten these fucking teeth in my head, .com, .biz, .net. No, it's straight. No, not only did they got, look at me, high horse in it, and I'm making the same mistake. Christ on a bike. Oops. Not only that, but they are run by morons. And I had to resort to sort of threats in order to get my teeth. Because they send, you get trays, right? So every tray is a new set that is pushing your face forward. Pushing those teeth into a nice shape so that they don't have little bits stuck in them the whole time and you don't get gum disease. So it's very painful, as you can imagine. But each tray takes 2 weeks and slowly pushes your teeth into the correct position. So it's very important that at the end of that 2 weeks, you have your next tray ready. So that you go, and then in they go, and they hurt like freaking Jesus. If Jesus was, I don't know, torturing you. Jesus doesn't hurt. Hurts so good, maybe? Hurts so good, tastes so good, tastes so good. Wow. Surprised myself there. But anyway, one time I was running out. I was down to my last sort of 3 sets. So 2, 4, 6 weeks. Plenty of time. I gave them notice. It's like, excuse me. I'm running low on teeth. Would you mind sending me some in the post? And long story short, they took about 2 months to. At one point, I threatened them with tarnishing their name across Reddit. And yeah, that seemed to do something. But now I have them. Now I have my last remaining 10 sets. That's right, 10 sets, 2 weeks per set. You do the math. But I've got them all here, so I can look at my teeth now, and then I can fast forward into the future and see what my teeth are going to look like in 20 weeks' time. There they are in their plastic trade goodness. It's like, wow. So 3 million years ago, some dinosaurs were dead and being crushed into coal. And then fast forward, we use that plastic to make Robert's teeth a bit straighter. That seems good. That seems like a good use of resources. That seems like something that I shouldn't be doing now that I think about it. Now that I put it into phrasing that I understand. But what else are you going to use to straighten my horrific teeth that are causing me lots of problems? I mean, yesterday... Now, I should have seen this coming, and I'm sure I will be roasted and, you know, fair enough. Because although this is a slightly medicinal process, it's also a vanity project, let's be real. So, yesterday, ironically enough, as I was brushing my teeth, a bit of my filling just popped out. Which I'm looking at now, which is why I'm a bit distracted. It looks like a bit of granite from the bottom of the ocean, but with a silvery top. I shall miss you, little particle. Here, look, I've got it in a little thing so I don't lose it. That was my teeth one day. Once upon a time, that was my teeth. Now it's not. No. Yeah. So I've got a hole in my face called my mouth, and I use it to talk. No, I've got a hole in my tooth, which is really quite tricky, because the thing is, that means I need to get a filling, right. But the problem with getting a filling is I've got these teeth things, these trays, right. And they're molds of my face. So that means they've been set in stone a long time ago. But now my face looks a bit different, especially the contours of my teeth. The Andes, the Alps, the Rockies, probably the Rockies. Wait, what is the best mountain range to compare teeth to? Okay, mountain ranges of the world. Okay, so what have we got? The Alps, the Rockies, the Pyrenees, the Himalayas. How many mountain ranges do you think there are in the world? What defines a mountain range? How many mountain ranges? I guess more than one. If you had two mountains next to each other, would that be a mountain range? So like Mount Fuji, for example, in Japan, is that a mountain range? I think it's got like a little bit next to it. Let's see. Japan. The Japanese Alps. There are so many mountain ranges in the world. Hold on, let's take a guess. How many? I'm going to say... Okay, how many per continent? Let's go. Let's say 158 mountain ranges. I'm totally wrong. Okay, there are 1,187,049 mountains in the world. Mountains, not ranges. Okay, so I couldn't find anywhere where they told you how many mountain ranges in the world there are, but I did found a website that listed all of them, so I've copied all of that and pasted it into a word counter. Unfortunately, this also includes the categories like Asia, and then also occasionally countries like Angola. Not that Angola's in Asia, just FYI little. But there are 1,284 words in this list, so I think I was quite close. What was my guess? It was like over 1,000, wasn't it? Oh, there's a helicopter. Can I tell you one thing? This whole voiceover malarkey that I'm doing, which, thank you for asking, going quite well. Living in Brixton, there are the occasional gunfight. No, knife fight. No, joking. No, but occasionally, because I'm fairly near the police station. Uh-oh, he's given away his location. But I'm near the police station, so what are you going to do with it? See? Thought about it. Yeah, because of that, occasionally the helicopter does circle overhead and sort of leaves you up shit creek without a pedal, my boy. Is it already 1:27? I better take a pause. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you've enjoyed it, please give us 5 stars and consider becoming a subscriber and maybe even supporting us on Patreon. Really, really, really helps me continue making this show. If you haven't enjoyed it, then you can fuck off. Many, many thanks to Nils Hennis Steer for the amazing music and to Dave Fox for the cool artwork. Please keep coming back every week for more Bliss of the Abyss.
One.